But I'll tell you one venue that fucking rules, and that's Stone Street Comedy Club, man.
Boom.
The best in the fucking business.
Wait, are we on?
Yeah.
This mic was hot.
This mic is hot, dude. It's a very confrontational mic. We don't know what's going to, we don't know who's going to fucking be roasted.
I'm ready to go.
I'm
going to
cut out that earlier shit. Dude, don't worry, dude.
I didn't say anything.
You'll never work in this town again.
I prefer not to.
The episode starts with, but you know what's a good venue?
Yeah. That's how it's going to cut in, dude.
Hell yeah.
Theme song fades out. My fucking beautiful commentary kicks in.
Finny drops out.
Well, Finn's in the zone right now. He knows these mics get fucking hot and controversial.
Oh boy.
What's up? Welcome to the Buff Boys Podcast. Back after a brief couple weeks hiatus from
Two weeks, dude. Nobody
fine.
Fucking noticed, too.
Nobody noticed.
That was the coolest thing, dude. I played some old Looney Tunes on the YouTube channel.
Okay.
Highest rated podcast ever, dude.
You don't say.
Yeah. You know, copyright law is not an issue if you're a white man.
That's true. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who told me that?
Who?
My father.
Damn right he did.
Martin Disney.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it was Walt.
Yeah.
Martin's the real brains behind the operation.
He was the one that ran everything, but I'm pulling in Emilio Estevez and going by my mom's name.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you.
Pretty fucking chill, huh?
It's a real Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld situation.
Yeah,
with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think it was Jerry.
No, it was all Larry.
It was all Larry.
Their names were Larry and Jerry. Oh, I never thought about that.
Two Jews. What else are you going to be? Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Fucking, yeah. Cool, man. Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. We got from Stone Street Comedy, Rich Happel's on today.
We're doing it.
Not just that. We also from the Happel Hour podcast.
That's right.
Yes.
The number one foot fetish podcast in America,
I believe. According to my fans, at least.
Yes.
To the vocal minority.
So
stick around with the Patreon. Pop those socks off.
Oh, there you go. Your Patreon's going to go through the roof.
Yeah, we got some baby oil, all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Dude, we're going to have you walking through pudding, all that
stuff. Okay, whatever. It's more than I do.
Yeah. So wait, how did you, did it just happen organically, because you record on your couch and socks and, shoes are off, or have you always had, a strong, foot fetish following, or?
Yeah, comedy was never about the material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was always about my feet.
Always a vehicle to get your feet in front of the camera.
Exactly.
That explains why you would always sit on the stool and sultrally untie your shoelaces.
I did it for, it took how long? 7 years until it caught on?
Hey,
you know?
It worked, dude.
It works.
It works.
No, I bought a ring light because I was sick of using the shitty, holder to hold my phone on the table. So I just bought a ring light, and overnight, somehow there's in the YouTube algorithm, it picks up if your feet show.
Really?
And it threw it to gay foot fetish.
I bet there's probably some subreddit where you're fucking huge.
Well, I actually know a lot of Twitter accounts repost clips, and I know certain comics that have pleasured themselves to those clips.
Nice, dude.
We could reveal on the page.
Ooh, damn. I can't wait to find out who's a little creep in the scene.
Yeah.
Are there women who have foot fetishes?
Yes, and they started subscribing recently.
Damn, dude.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
They don't
dude.
Like that I call them freaks.
Well, you know,
they
are. I always feel like liking the feet, I always felt like it was a very man-centric thing, because I can understand the appeal of a woman's foot.
Yeah.
It's like a dainty little a tootsie, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah. But a man's foot is a foot, you know?
Yeah.
Damn,
women
dude.
Have feet. Men have a foot.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Damn, dude.
And there's only two genders.
Yeah.
Yes.
There really are. And we can say otherwise, but come on, dude.
Yeah, on the Buff Boys pod?
Yeah dude.
In
why not?
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's look, it's either woman or woman with an asterisk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, dude. No one's safe, dude. Watch out, dude. Look at Finn just fucking chilling on my lap, dude. Mm. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah.
He's about to get his summer cut, so definitely if you're ever gonna stop watching the fucking podcast, now is the worst possible time for you to do so, because Finn's gonna have a little makeover by some of the best dog groomers in New York.
On this block.
Yeah. You know what?
The best dog groomers I am willing to walk to.
Yeah. Fetch my clippers. Baby needs a makeover.
Joe's just doing it.
I'll just do it myself.
Joe
dude.
Is the best dog groomer in New
York
City.
How hard could it be?
Yeah.
It's a couple sets. Good, good, go.
Yeah.
Good.
Clip, clip, dude. And he's not going to care.
He doesn't know.
Yeah. He's not. It's not like, remember when you were, it's kind of crazy. Throughout most of your life, your parents dictate how your hair looks. Very few children have domain over how their hair, kids don't get to be I want a fucking 3 on the side, fucking short trim up, their parents are give them a fucking stupid ass mushroom bowl cut.
Yeah.
That's what I had as a kid.
I was going to say, this feels like a lot of pent up frustration.
Mushroom bowl cut. And then whenever my grandfather was like with me, he would take me to the fucking army barber and just get a fucking buzz cut.
What's
dude?
An army barber?
At like the VFW or the
Bill
PX.
From King of the Hill.
Well, yes, I get that. But I did. Or like there's army stores.
Yeah.
There's army barbers.
There's like a barber shop in those army stores usually.
No and that's, way.
Yeah, and that's like where like the fucking soldiers would go in and get their hair. That's a.
They can't go anywhere else.
You know, that's a big reason. Grandfather, rest in peace, and thank you for giving me those awful ass haircuts as a kid. Because it inspired me to grow out my fucking luscious locks, dude.
They were trying to hold you back.
They were, dude. They didn't want to see me at my full power. And then when, like, in high school, I was, like, growing my hair out long. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then my mom, like, was like, you need to get a haircut. And I'm like, fuck, all right, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, in college, it was, like, kind of fluctuating. Like, sometimes I would, like, get it cut. Sometimes I tried to be, like, I'm going to be, like, a short hair guy. But my face is too round for short hair. So it looks better with longer hair.
I mean, I think you just look good with long hair, regardless of face shape.
Richard Happel.
Come on.
Thank you. But now it's like I get my hair cut. This is so fucking just guys talking about their hair.
You
but
guys
now
talking about hair.
Yeah.
I get my hair cut twice a year, or I'm sorry, every 2 years. And Kelly cuts
it. Like trims it.
She gets it. She pulls it back. She trims it. And then we donate the ponytails to Locks of Love. So I'm not such a fucking piece of shit after all, am I, Internet?
Right.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Some kids, like, get my hair, and then they fail a drug test at school.
They get your hair and start a racist podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You specifically say no trans kids when you get into them?
Yeah, yeah. No, this is just for boys that are boys, not boys who want to be a girl.
Yeah.
the final part of their trans fucking, like, hormone treatment is like, first you have to have long hair and see if it's really for you.
The idea of Locks of Love, you just adopt the personality of whoever's, you get the hair and all of a sudden you become a Trump supporter.
You entered MAGA country now, dude.
Yeah.
And it involves a lot of head and shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the hair and it's just like the Nazi haircut.
Not like that. That wouldn't have gone well in 1942.
Dude, no.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah, I probably would have been in the fucking chambers with everyone else, dude.
Isn't that funny? That like we really disagreed on a lot of things in 1942, but one thing the whole world agreed on, not that hair.
Yeah, no, not that, no, not that hair. No son of mine's gonna have hair like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hippies use the back door.
Yeah,
there's got to be one day where like a Nazi and a Jew in the camp talking to each other, and they're like trying to find common ground. They're like, don't guys with long hair look gay?
Yeah. Goddamn long hairs.
They were really like going after a lot of people. Like we think like, oh, it's a utopia if the Nazis won, but then like if you look at it, they were kind of dorks
all the time.
Dude.
I think it would be a utopia.
Dude, they were just
if the Nazis
won. They were just racist Boy Scouts.
Really, the only cool thing about them was like everyone was doing meth. Very
that
cool.
That was pretty cool.
Pretty punk rock.
You did you see that video of like
Hitler? Hitler freaking out.
Hitler was like at the Olympics. He was like fucking and like rubbing his hands together and shit.
Yeah.
Like just totally fucking tweaking. And apparently that's like they were all on methamphetamines.
Dude, I read one book in the past 5 years. It was all about how the Nazis, like how meth was the whole reason they succeeded and their downfall.
Damn, really?
Some guy went into the medical records of Hitler in Washington, D.C. and he like his doctor wrote down every time he gave him drugs.
Damn.
Sick, dude. I forgot what the name of the book's called.
So
we don't care, dude. We're not going to read it. I'm not going to read it.
Oh, you don't cite this pod?
No, dude. We don't. You can say whatever you want, and we'll believe our loyal fan base will believe it,
Shout
dude.
Out.
So it was like the meth got them going, but then just like with a meth head, I guess, it gets you going for a while. You're productive, and then you do too much of it, and that's what their downfall was?
Apparently it was like really big in all of Germany.
Yeah.
But like a lower dose of
meth. Right, like a little, like, just like a little, like, nip. Like
a that was just, like, very common. They had children's stories about it, and then the Nazis said, hey, we're gonna really boost this up. And they put it in chocolate, and that's why when people are like, how did they invade France and, like, all those countries so quick? Because they were on meth and they just didn't stop for 5 days walking.
That's fucking wild, man. You know, like, Steve Jobs, like, talked about, like, using, like, psychedelics and, oh, yeah, he's weird about the bones. he's okay. No, he won't bite or anything. But
Steve Jobs talked about
Steve
psychedelics?
Yeah, he did, like, he figured out, like, the idea, or I guess he had, like, the idea of, like, Apple computers and, like, networks and all of that shit, like, while he was, like, tripping. But he says, like, you know, those drugs open the door, but then you just take what you need. And then you got to close the door. And the problem is, like, a lot of people don't stop. And they try to repeat that. And then it's like, that's how you get, like, a fucking high tolerance. And it's not as fun anymore. Like, remember when you get high in high school? Did you ever get high in high school?
I'm not a big weed guy. Never was.
Not a big fucking weed guy. Never was. Matt, we got to vet our guests.
Yeah. I only over the last, like, 4 or 5 years or so, because I was, did you ever smoke weed or do weed
I'm
at
not
all?
A big smoke guy. I don't
That's
like a cigarette.
Me too. Same
I don't
thing.
Like, yeah.
I'm not a smoke guy at all. I never smoked. I got into edibles over the last, like, 4 or 5 years.
That I'm not. Last year, I got really into shrooms.
Okay.
Shrooms are fucking amazing.
With the great Kelly Taylor.
Yeah.
The shrooms are on.
Shout out Kelly Taylor. Shout out Goomy Studio. Shout out I Feel Fat Today Pod.
Yeah. Hot pod.
Yeah, dude.
But you like shrooms?
Oh, yeah.
But you're not an edibles, like weed edibles guy?
No, I did it once in college, and I couldn't move for 5 hours. I watched Elephant in the Room for 5 hours straight.
You know what? That's not too bad, though.
No, it's actually
good
afternoon.
You get a little GoldenEye playing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, like, I couldn't move.
Ooh, nice. That was me on DMT.
Yeah.
Shout out DMT.
Shout out DMT. Shout out Zach Chappelloni, who gave me DMT. I think he's all right with me saying his name. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I remember being paralyzed.
Yeah, I just don't like the fog I feel for like a day or two after edibles. I actually like the high I get.
What are we talking about? Weed edible.
Because the next couple days, then I'm like still in this like fog where everything's still slow, and now I'm back to trying to do things.
You just got
to
take a little ginkgo biloba the next day, and that helps.
Some what?
Like, ginkgo biloba and vitamin B.
Okay.
Yeah, just take a little of that, and that will like... readjust you.
But
a big part of doing drugs is learning like how to like heal your body from the drugs you do. Andy Dick taught me that.
So you approach drugs like athletes approach exercise and training.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah. In fact, if there's anything I'm disciplined in, it's like my drug use.
Oh, whenever you hear like Tom Brady break down his entire routine, Joe has that for drugs.
It's like, all right, so first I'm going to have a wheatgrass shot, then a massive bong rip. Then I have to have 3 liters of water to help flush the system out. Get ready for fucking bong rip number two. We're going to sprinkle a little hash on top of that. Go for a long ass walk.
Although Aaron Rodgers is like, he's like a star quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks ever, and he's all doing ayahuasca trips all the time, darkness retreats, and like hippie stuff like that. Like most athletes are like the very disciplined about all of them, but he's like, no, ayahuasca trips has like helped me become a better quarterback.
He's not going to OTAs, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Oh, yeah, you're a Jets fan, right?
I'm a Giant fan.
You're a Giants fan.
I'm a New York guy. Come on.
New York guy.
I'm
okay.
watching everything.
Well, I was just curious.
So were you happy when Aaron Rodgers like fucked himself up on that AstroTurf?
No, I root for the Jets.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I'll say this. I feel like Aaron, behind closed doors, I think Aaron Rodgers is probably a nicer guy than Tom Brady.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Both big Trump guys.
Yeah, but you know what? Tom Brady, like, it doesn't seem like...
Aaron Rodgers isn't a Trump guy. He's RFK.
Listen, at the end of the day, who's he going to vote for?
He's going to vote for a winner.
I think this is
a pro-RFK, pro-Donald Trump. You think that now that Donald Trump is, like, getting arrested or indicted, like, guilty, do you think that's going to help RFK Jr.'s chances?
Nah, dude. Dude, Trump was on Impulsive yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Come on.
He's got it. Yeah, he did it with... he was on Jake Paul.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. Well, they're both cool.
Milk Boys?
Do not confuse the Paul brothers in front of me, Joe.
Oh, well, dude. Well, like, he can't even fucking fight Mike Tyson, dude.
Yeah, Jake Paul dropped out.
No, they rescheduled for, like, November.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't fucking make us wait, dude. Although Netflix is really fucking knocking it out of the park now.
Dude, Joey Chestnut versus Kobayashi.
Yep.
That's going to be fucking wild.
Because Joey Chestnut has like a sponsorship with a vegan hot dog company. And
Impossible Foods, yeah.
And then Nathan's was like, you're not allowed to be at our hot dog eating contest.
That's a reaction of a woman.
Yeah.
But like...
Is this a Buff Boys pod or this is a Buff Boys pod?
Yeah.
But it's like, Impossible is definitely taken away from... I mean, it's a competing thing. Like, I feel like winning a vegan hot dog eating contest isn't the same as winning a hot dog contest.
Wait,
because
would he be eating vegan hot dogs?
No, they're just
he'd be eating regular. He's
it
just
doesn't
sponsored.
Matter. No,
he's
but sponsored. It's subconsciously making people think that maybe he got an edge because he eats vegan outside.
If no one ever mentioned it and he went to the hot dog eating contest, I would never think, oh, but he's sponsored by whoever. I would just watch the hot dog eating contest like I do every year.
No.
Yeah. Listen, if the WNBA could fly charter now, I think our Major League Eater should be able to get sponsorship.
Well, that's another problem I have, too.
Yeah.
You fucking...
at least you're... you go that one road, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude.
But also,
on.
Joey Chestnut, now that they're doing the thing with Kobayashi, that's going to be awesome. But... I don't know, over. I was talking to my brother about it. My brother was like, I think I'm just not going to watch the hot dog eating contest this year. I feel like
not.
I may like protest it. It's kind
of,
and as soon as you said that, I was thinking about it, and I was like, damn, I've thought more about protesting the hot dog eating contest than companies who support Israel. Or like,
yeah, dude.
Anytime someone's like, this company supports this horrible thing in the world, and you support them, I'm like, I'm still going to get the thing I usually get from that place and not change my life. But the hot dog eating contest, that's where I decide I need to make a
stand.
You draw
your line places. It's fine. Yeah.
I want to see, because, like, well, maybe now a new champion will arise.
I mean, for sure there'll be a new champion.
But, like, it's like a new superstar where he's like, I'm fucking eating this, and I think fucking eating vegan is for fucking pussies. Yeah. I hope a fucking fat guy gets it. I hope,
fat winner since like the 90s.
I know, and it needs to come back, dude.
Yeah.
I think the fat guy mega athlete resurgence is upon us.
Well, that's what happened back in the day when they first were doing the hot dog eating contest. It was just a bunch of fat guys eating 20 hot dogs.
And then this little Kobayashi show up. Oh, I show you a really efficient way to eat a hot dog. I dunk a hot dog bun in a water and go down throat real easy. It's fine. I'm Japanese. You just had this look of disgust and shock. Dude, we get fucking rowdy on here.
I thought you were going to wait for Patreon to start doing that.
No, not at all, dude. All
right.
Although one time I did drop the N-bomb multiple times when I thought I fucking was going to cut it out, and then I left it in, and I was like, oops.
Oh, yeah. And that's really bad when you do your own editing.
Yeah, dude, I was so fucking high when I was editing the
just pod. Like, sorry guys, our fucking editor ruined this episode. Yeah. Our editor fucked
I was
up.
Like, damn, dude, I need to get some AI or something. I do it all on iMovie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
Oh,
iMovie?
You do a Premiere.
Oh, Premiere. Money bags over here.
No
dude.
Big deal. I have $10 a month.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't. Well, I do, but I spend it all on Fortnite.
Yikes. That's fine.
Yeah, what can you do, dude? I'm a fucking adult. I need my vices.
Yeah.
Now it's just video game stuff. Been playing a lot of Xbox. Do you fucking game?
No.
You don't fucking do drugs. You don't fucking game. Matt, he had better fucking kill prostitutes or something.
Joe, as a matter of fact.
It's funny you mention that.
How much time we have left?
No. Yeah. So what do you do for funsies?
What do I do for fun? Yeah. It's this. Podcasting and comedy.
And watch the WNBA now.
Ooh. Oh, of course.
We were talking, nice. In the since we've last recorded. A lot of drama in women's basketball.
Yeah, didn't they make a rule that for every time they try to shoot and miss, they have to remove an article of clothing?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
That's why everyone's watching now.
Yeah,
they'd be removing skin if that was true.
The WBTNA.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. Yummy, yummy, dude.
Yeah.
How about some of those fucking giants? Maybe fucking throw me over their shoulder, take me back to the locker room, dude.
Cameron Brink.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I let her step on my throat.
Remember when that fucking dork got fucking busted in Russia and they
Whitney
fucking
Griner.
Locked her up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she still playing in the NBA?
WNBA. She's having a kid. Her girlfriend's pregnant.
Okay. They're kind of having a kid. Another asterisk. two women having a fucking baby.
Not on my watch.
Not happening, dude. Fucking my loyal fucking buff boy fan base. Do your thing. End this atrocity. Damn, dude. I hope nothing actually bad happens now. Uh-oh, dude. I forgot. I didn't realize the power I wield through this podcast, dude.
Dude, it's wild where literally everything that happens with the WNBA and Caitlin Clark, just every single story touches on like an issue that people online are ready to get angry and crazy about.
Everything.
So just like for three straight days, ESPN is like, Caitlin Clark wasn't on the Olympic team. What do you guys think? And they got 3 days out of that story because you just get the race angle, the gender angle, the sports angle.
Wait, is she trans?
No.
Unfortunately not.
No, she's just a straight, white, pretty girl from the Midwest. Her being popular, you got people saying, oh, these black women are jealous of her.
Oh, yeah, because that one black woman shoved her down, right?
Yeah.
And didn't they mouth, like, blacks rule? Wasn't that what they said? They said blacks rule when they attacked that innocent white woman, dude.
Yes.
That's scary, dude.
That's scary stuff.
Because, like, what if I have a daughter? She would be an innocent white woman.
Mm. We're assuming.
And clearly, genetically, she'll be a super athlete.
Now, what was that documentary, Juana Man?
documentary.
That was like, that could happen in this day and age, right?
Yeah,
like
one of my favorite basketball documentaries. My favorite basketball documentary is Space Jam.
My favorite basketball documentary is actually The Basketball Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, long read.
Yeah.
A trans person playing in the WNBA, that's going to be a thing eventually.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they're going to be like a TNBA?
A trans NBA?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, the WNBA's got to start making money first.
I thought they were making money.
They're still, I think, overall losing, but not nearly as much as they had been in the past. Entirely subsidized by the NBA for years.
Nice.
And now they're actually, like, Caitlin Clark's games are selling out, at least.
Not for much longer, dude. Once she doesn't release that only, dude, women have like a very small time frame.
Yeah.
You know, because like once they hit their 30s, I hate to say it, it's over.
Well,
you know, that's when your babies start being, you run the risk of your babies being retarded. You know, you start showing the crow's feet.
Yeah.
Undesirable, dude. That's why I exclusively date 19 to 23.
Yes.
Even cooler than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be your cutoff like, is lower?
Isn't that, like, I say that as if, like, a fucking 19 to 23-year-old would be into me. Like, ooh, that fucking guy that smokes weed and plays video games constantly. They want to be with a CEO.
Yeah.
Not a, you know, not like, all
you're
right.
You're a CEO. Co-CEO.
Well, yeah.
No,
well, Matt is my
CEO.
Employee.
CEO.
Yeah.
I'm the assistant.
You're the assistant.
Yeah.
To the CEO.
I get Joe his coffee.
Yeah. Like, you know, SVP or something.
Yeah.
he's technically an intern.
Yeah.
He's still on probation.
Yeah.
Finn is infatuated with you. He's just staring at you.
He's just a little homie.
Yeah, he's a little homie. I went to Boris and Horton. Dog-friendly coffee place, and they have an open mic on Mondays.
Oh, can't go there anymore.
Well, why not?
Dude, I'm not dealing with that.
You don't deal with mics?
No.
You're a showcase
or comics. I don't like either of those things.
I mean, I don't blame you for that, but they have dogs there, which is fun. So Boris and Horton, it's a dog cafe.
I don't know how deep you want to go into comedy, like names of places. I went to Pine Box Rock Shop probably in like 2018.
Yeah.
A guy went up with a dog and he was doing dog puns and the room was, he was crushing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to never come back here.
Nice. That's very funny.
If this is what does well, I'm not going to.
Yeah. If that's comedy, I don't like comedy.
I was like, you know the dog's not even talking? I was just going around the whole room.
Hey, that dog didn't say shit.
This guy's a fucking...
This guy's a joke.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Like, Finn had a blast, dude. He got to play with a bunch of people. I got to fucking work on my craft. I'm in, dude. Boris and Horton now follows me on Instagram.
No, there you go.
Yeah. I love it. It's cool. Yeah. I mean, like, it's one of his favorite places, so it's like two birds with one stone, truly.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. How was the last couple weeks? You had family in town.
I had family. My mom came to visit.
Oh.
She West Coast mama.
There
yeah,
you go.
Visiting
from Half Moon Bay.
Yeah. Ooh, rich page of the day.
That's it.
Watch my episodes of the Happel Hour for the full backstory on that.
That's right. Yeah.
But she brought these. I don't know if they're in the shot, but these brass elephants.
Yes.
Used to be my grandfather, and
who gave you the buzz cuts.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Oh.
No, my paternal grandfather.
Wait, he was the what you. You said he was the elephants?
No, no. Those used to be his.
They were his. Okay.
They were his. And like as a kid, I always liked them. And you know now that he's passed, they are in my possession.
I was hoping. I hope your mom didn't just steal them from.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. It's like it's but now so now we're finding a place for that.
Yeah.
We got a little fucking sound bar
nice.
Right there. We're gonna have to install that. We got these new drapes of. Proud Japanese man. That's actually authentic from Japan too.
So kind of looks like you too.
Yeah, yeah.
At least half of you.
Yeah, well, it's who I'm named after. Joy-san.
Yeah. Well, now that we have that there, we can do the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the rule.
Oh, well, now it's all official.
That's the only reason I go to Benihana so I can talk like that.
Exactly.
Benihana's, dude. Yeah. Did you ever catch the shrimp in your mouth?
No.
I never could either, dude.
I have terrible mouth-eye coordination.
I always felt like it's always embarrassing. Because, like, also, like, there's no way to look cool about it. You're not like... Like grabbing from this, like you're always, you always look like a fucking seal, like, and then like it fucking bounces. Off. Oh my god! If it bounces off your face, dude, forget about it.
There's, honestly, even the thing where you like take M&M's or grape and you throw it up to yourself, it's such a if you throw it up and catch it, you don't even look cool, but you just don't look uncool.
No, it's so, like
the
freak.
Risk. The risk reward is
Matt,
so.
Are you walking around with grapes, throwing them up and catching them
in
your mouth?
No, but when I've seen someone do it, they threw it up and catch it. It's like, all right, but if they throw it up and miss it, you look like such a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you hanging out where people are doing this?
I went to Texas Roadhouse yesterday.
Oh, dude, Texas Roadhouse.
Wait, were you trying to like just toss the shrimp in your mouth at Texas Roadhouse?
No, that's cinnamon butter.
Yeah, oh, the cinnamon, those rolls.
Ooh,
I'm going to say it officially now. We talked about it once. I think that's officially my favorite chain restaurant pre-meal bread. Over Olive Garden breadsticks, over Red Lobster cheddar biscuits.
I've never had Olive Garden breadsticks, so I can't comment on them. No, dude, you grew up on Long Island. What are we doing here? There's one Olive Garden. It's just for Spanish people.
I guess,
like real shit.
Yeah, that's like insulting Olive Garden.
I guess. Well, you got Carrabba's out there.
Do we have Carrabba's?
Yeah, there's a Carrabba's. Oh, okay. Where in Long Island?
Carrabba.
Suffolk or Nassau?
Nassau.
Nassau, please.
Yeah.
I know, we're having fun, man. Dude, I'm feeling fucking loosey-goosey. Yeah.
I went to college out in Suffolk. I used to go to Famous Dave's a lot.
Oh, dude, I fuck hard with Famous Dave's.
Oh, Famous Dave's is great.
Yeah, you went to Stony Brook.
Yeah.
Dude, Seaport Deli.
Yo, Seaport the Gazza.
I mean, you want to do some pork chop deep cuts. We can do some pork chop deep cuts.
They have a sandwich they call the Gazza. I don't even remember what's on it, but everyone would get it at Seaport Deli.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What I loved about going to delis out in Suffolk, I'm a big hockey fan, you would just randomly see guys from that 80s Islanders team.
They lived in my neighborhood.
Yeah, they all just like retired in Long Island.
I mean, Long Island's the place to retire if you don't want to go to Florida, right?
Yeah.
Like, that way you're still, like, you know, I don't know. It's
you're still, like, near New York.
You're near New York. You get seasons, though.
I think you want to go, if you're going to be, like, if you're rich and you want to, I'd say Westchester County over Long Island.
Because
I think upstate you get more, like, a little bit more nature.
Yeah, I guess but Long that's Island, like, old people don't like nature, dude.
Well,
they
I guess Long Island
shit.
You get the beaches, but I'd want to be somewhere where there's, like, mountains.
Dude, fuck Westchester, dude.
I mean... Honestly, not even necessarily Westchester, but even further north up there.
That's such a fucking train ride, though.
Yeah. I mean, Metro North's not that bad.
Damn, I would never fucking... I'd always want to be close to New York City because there's so much shit to do. Yeah. And, like, honestly, like, I feel like the old people that live in New York City, like, they just have, like, so much... Oh, we have a lint roller, too, if you... but I feel like old people in New York City, they're just, like, a little more spry, a little more, like, you know, with it. You know, because like there's always, I feel like there's
it's
just
not a, you can't be sedentary.
And like there's so much stimulation and there's so much stuff to do and like shit's, like I mean, aside from like the walk ups, like I wouldn't want to be like an 80 year old guy. Like if I'm like in my 80s, I don't want to live on like a fifth floor walk up.
Yeah.
But hopefully I have like my finances enough
you
together.
You don't want to live on a fifth floor walk up now.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody does.
Yeah.
Well, when I first moved to Harlem, I lived on like a fourth floor, and there was an elevator, but it was so fucking shitty.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess I'm going to fucking walk up four flights of stairs. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But that's you're on a good point. How many old people in wheelchairs do you see in the city?
No, none. They're always like
rare.
They're always walking around. They're carrying bags. Like they're carrying their shopping bags. They're on the subway. And like when you're an old person on the subway, people are like, oh, do you want to sit here? It's like, oh, I'm a fucking old person. I'm fine. I'm fucking chilling.
I'm an American.
Yeah, I'm fucking chilling, dude.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool. Like New York is just like such an accessible city in terms of like being able to get around. Like, you know, you're like an Uber. If you're in like the city, an Uber or a Lyft is never more than a 5 minute wait.
Yeah.
No. You know, it's you can get around. Like the trains are 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, and like.
Although a lot of those like old people that do retire to Long Island, they never really come to the city. Maybe every once in a while they'll like drive in to go to Katz's.
Oh, no my way, parents man. Hate the city, dude.
Yeah.
They hate it.
Fuck that.
With your parents in their originally body. From Long Island?
No, Queens.
Queens. Okay. Yeah. Where Queens?
Massapequa.
Oh my God, that's where Matt lives.
Close to Long Island?
Yeah,
because I grew up in Bayside, which is also kind of Long Island adjacent.
Bayside, yeah. It's like Bayside, Whitestone. Yep. That whole area.
Actually, those like areas of Queens and like in Brooklyn when you get to like Ridgewood area, like further out, that's where like all the like people who actually grew up in New York live now.
Right.
when you get out there, it's like that's kind of like real born and raised in New York people.
No, dude, Ridgewood's one of the hottest neighborhoods in the city right now. Yeah. My dad's like, why?
Yeah.
Just
like,
sucks.
It's like eventually like. Young people move there where like young people will move to where like shit's like affordable but the city's still accessible and then they make it cool and then they get priced out.
I heard they just like they were gonna do that congestion pricing thing in the city.
Isn't that crazy?
It just got taken out.
They got taken out and like I kind of wish they kept it.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Congestion pricing?
Yeah, because it's like we don't drive.
Yeah, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Well, they should pay for it.
There you go.
They should pay for it and they should keep the congestion pricing, lower the price of subways, or make it more accessible where, like, you only have to pay for subway.
Oh, if they did congestion pricing and then brought, like, subway fares down to $1.25, yeah.
That's what they should do, but, yeah. like, they're trying to have their cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
Raise the fucking subway prices and congestion pricing. Eric Adams, you are on notice. Buff Boy Army, you know where the mayor of New York City lives. Do your thing. Damn, dude, I really hope Mayor Adams doesn't get mad at me. He's got the fucking police force on his side, dude.
But does he live in Gracie Mansion or does he live in Jersey City?
He's a vegan, dude. I can take him, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
He's a vegan?
Yeah. Oh, he was like, that's why, like, so many, like, the bodegas now have, like, a fucking Beyond chopped cheese and shit.
Because of Eric Adams?
Beyond chopped cheese?
Yeah, dude. Where, like, they have, like, they basically use, like, the Beyond beef for the meat. And then they just put all the shit on it. I don't know, man. Yeah. Just give me a regular ass fucking chop. I might get a chopped cheese after the show.
Ooh-wee.
I got to take Finny out anyway, yeah. So I might as well clog my arteries further. I have high cholesterol.
Really?
Which I got my Yeah, dude. Don't be shocked.
You're young.
I'm almost 40, dude.
Yeah, but
you're not 40 yet.
I'm 39. Ooh. I'm turning 40 in October. What are you getting?
Congratulations.
Thank you. What are you getting me for my birthday, dude?
I'll cover your colonoscopy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, my doctor was like, you don't need a colonoscopy yet, but let's, like, get your blood work done.
Well, let's schedule it.
Yeah. And you know, it sucks because it's like, so here's my blood lipid level is pretty good. So I don't have, like, fatty blood.
Mm. You got fatty everything else.
I got fatty everything else.
But the blood's
good. I'm like, my fucking BMI is, like, obese. Like, yeah. Not even, like, overweight.
But so is The Rock's.
Thank
How about
God.
That spin?
That Thank God for that.
How about that positive spin?
I eat the exact same as The Rock,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Like, I look at The Rock. Like, when I was, like, 16 and I was, like, super skinny and I was, like, just getting into, like, working out and stuff, I remember asking the doctor about, like, BMI stuff and everything. I was like, okay, but a BMI could be big. But what if you, like, work out? And he said, you don't have to worry about that. And I was like, that was all the motivation I needed to, like, live in the gym for the next year.
So you don't understand. One day I'm going to be a comedian.
Yes.
So I need to know about BMI.
Yeah, dude. So now, but, like, well, I have, like, high LDL, but, like, he didn't give me a statin. Like, the last doctor I went to, who's no longer covered by my insurance, he was like, get me on, like, statins and shit. And this guy was like, nah, you don't need to.
You're young for that, dude.
It's like, it made me feel like a fucking old man.
You gotta get on TRT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm gonna tell him it's like, I'm gonna have to talk about, like, how I have anxiety, so I'm gonna make him give me Xanax.
Nice. Right.
I'm gonna make him give me Viagra so I can get an erection, dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or you can just do Blue Chew.
I'm gonna roll that way. I need to get some ketamine.
Yeah.
How do I fucking float the idea of ketamine therapy to my therapist?
Ask. We'll bring it up on the Patreon. Who did that?
Yeah.
I don't want to out him.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty open about it.
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
Is it Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
No, it's someone. I'm pretty sure
we'll talk about it on the Patreon. Yeah. Even more reason to subscribe to the Patreon, folks.
Yes.
Find out who in the New York comedy scene is either wildly enlightened or perhaps a degenerate. We'll never know.
Not in the comedy New York comedy scene anymore.
Ooh, maybe
Where
they were run
they?
Off because
Ooh.
Of an RAPE. I don't know.
Oh.
We don't know.
That would only help the career.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Louis C.K. is back, baby.
Back. Yeah.
And, like, they're doing, like, a little documentary on these, like, tattletales who tried to get him in trouble.
Dude, really?
Spacey's back.
Spacey.
He's trying to come back, but I don't think it's.
Yeah,
I don't
he did
think...
an interview. He did Lex Friedman's podcast and Piers Morgan. And I don't know, Kevin Spacey never really did a lot of interviews before, did he?
Well, I mean, he did, but now he had to pivot to, like, far right.
I don't follow, like, Hollywood or actors, like, super closely. Maybe
you don't say.
Yeah, but I don't watch the award shows or anything. So my first time ever, like, I'd seen a couple things Kevin Spacey was in. My first time, like, really hearing Kevin Spacey talk long form has been, like, now him talking about the allegation.
Yeah. You never saw, like, American Beauty or...
I haven't seen American Beauty. I saw some of House of Cards, like, some scenes and stuff. And what's the one... fuck, it was some big movie he was in the 90s that was, like... He was like a mysterious kind of guy.
Oh, K-Pax.
K-Pax? No.
Remember that one where he's like an alien?
I'm not a movie guy. I don't know.
Man, that's all right.
There's one
well,
like
no Wii,
big...
no movies.
Yeah.
No gaming.
No gaming.
Just podcasting, baby.
That's it. Just podcasting and
Well, you know, of all the habits to have, podcasting is probably the best because it's like at least
usual
like a legacy.
Suspects.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kaiser Soze.
Gotcha, Kaiser Soze. That's
so funny,
of,
dude.
Yeah.
That's like he's such a important because you know, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole the usual suspects. Everyone's like, who's the fucking boss? Who's Kaiser Soze? And then like Kevin Spacey's like this like fucking And then at the end, you realize like, oh, it was a fucking bit.
Yeah.
He's Kaiser Soze.
Yeah.
He's like the fucking genius behind it all. And he was just, oh, I'm incompetent.
Yeah.
I'm done. And like,
but I saw something with Kevin Spacey where he talked about how he didn't like doing a lot of interviews because he kind of wanted everyone to not necessarily know who he really was. So that it's,
oh, why
like,
is that?
Yeah, that's true.
He's a gay rapist.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want people to know I raped a man, dude.
Because like he was like as
a boy.
As an actor, he wants people to be able to kind of buy into the characters he's playing. He wants there to be kind of an air of mystery around him.
Yeah,
I mean,
geez.
there's some other reasons why he maybe wants there to be an air
that's
of mystery around him.
There's a they released this fucking documentary about it.
Yeah, I saw.
And like
it.
His dad
was
a
like
fucking
a
Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Dude, his brother's in the documentary, and he's, like, a crazy person.
His brother's, like, I mean, like, clearly...
He dresses like Austin Powers, like...
But, like, and then, like, his brother was, like, talking about how, like, their father would rape them.
Yeah.
Like...
And he was, yeah, and he was like, he wears, like, crazy suits and
just
everything.
Like, wait. Hold the phone. Your father's a Nazi and he's touching you?
Yeah, dude.
That's so much to deal with.
I feel like it's like, well, I might as well go all in on this bad guy thing.
It makes Kevin Smith, yeah.
It's like, I'm already a fucking Nazi. Might as well rape my kid while I'm at it.
Might as well go pay my parking tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. In for a penny, in for a pound. Fuck it. Yeah. I'm already here Nazi-ing it up.
Yeah.
May damn, as well. Dude. But it's fucking, it's wild. But like, you know, the thing that was like a bummer, was like they interviewed like the men and like the men, like a lot of it was like the shame of like, I got raped by a man, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's difficult for men to talk about that. Like I remember I was on a train one time and like this old, like this 85-year-old guy like offered to suck my dick. And I was like totally freaked out by it. He was like, oh, come on, come suck your dick. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Come on.
And
where are they going to take you?
I don't know. He was going to take me in like a fucking back. It was one of those like overnight trains, you know, where you could have like little.
Where are you taking an overnight train?
I was traveling with my family at the time and we were going through California. And then my stepdad, like I told him, I was like, oh, that's the guy that, you know, offered to suck my dick. I don't know what to do. And like my stepdad like walked right up to him. He's like, if you ever come near my boy again,
how
I will
old were
fuck
you?
You up. I was probably around like 16, 17.
Oh, wow.
You were good. You're ripe.
Yeah, dude. I mean, because that's gay men, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Gay men want to have sex with boys.
They're all
predators.
Yeah.
You know? And when I see like a gay couple adopting a kid, I'm like, watch out, kid.
Yeah.
Fucking watch out.
Yeah, dude.
Call fucking buff boy fan base. If you see a gay couple with a kid, fucking liberate that kid, dude. Watch out, dude. Man, I'm really fucking making them run the numbers.
The world's about to change.
They got a lot of people to kill.
This episode.
Yeah, dude. It's like, well, like, I feel like I owe them. Like, I have to give them projects because it's been a bit.
Yeah, we've been away for a couple weeks, so we've got several calls to action for you guys now.
We want to make sure you're still into it, buff boys.
Right, yeah.
You know? So, yeah, dude, that was wild.
So growing up in Long Island, was it just, were you forced to play lacrosse or did you just actually like it?
No, I played baseball.
You were a big lacrosse player, right?
I played a little bit in high school and college. Yeah. And then I was a big baseball kid.
Yeah.
And then that felt like a job. And I was like,
baseball?
Right. Yeah.
How long did you play Little League or was it like, where you?
Until I was 15.
Okay.
And then I was one of those kids like you're out every day even during the winter and you're taking grounders. And
whoa,
like,
shit, dude.
All right, this is enough.
I remember I stopped doing Little League because like they were like we're gonna have practice on Saturday morning and I'm like, excuse me, Saturday morning is when Spider-Man is on. Like I am not missing the Spider-Man animated show to play this fucking game. I don't even like it's one of those things where for me, like, I only played Little League because my dad loved baseball as a kid.
Okay.
And so he just assumed I would love damn, could you imagine if I have a kid and like I just give him a bunch of weed and video games and like he's like
I
want
to lift weights.
Yeah, I just want to fucking
play
like,
baseball.
I have no son.
I just want to be Dominican. Yeah.
I just want to fucking play sport. I want to play with my friends. I don't want to stay inside all day drinking Diet Coke and playing video games. I'm like, what kind of kid are you?
The hell is this?
But yeah, dude, I never liked. I never liked. I I did baseball just because, like, it's like, fuck, I have to play baseball.
Yeah.
That episode, do you ever watch that South Park episode, yeah. The Losing Edge?
What a great episode.
Where it's like, dude, that encapsulated Little League for me as a kid, where it's like, like Butters in the outfield, just like, ah, hello, little ladybug. Like, just like, that was me. Like, I was always like fucking just staring off, and then like a fucking pop fly would come out, and they're like, Joe, and like the coaches were like fucking trying to get my out, just like, and then it would like fall, and like I'd fucking run over and like take it and like throw it, and of course it wouldn't go far, it would like land like so far. So
I had to run up.
Yeah,
to get it.
Dude. And I was like, why are we doing this? Like, it's not happening. Like, I'm not going to suddenly, like, the Mickey Mantle gene isn't going to suddenly, like, activate at some point. I'm
yeah.
Like,
you know,
like, well, you didn't start drinking yet.
Not yet. No, I should.
Dude, Mickey Mantle, fucking awesome. Crazy alcoholic, bad knees. I mean, he probably would have been the greatest player ever.
If not for
alcoholism and bad knees. You know the story about his like favorite Yankee stadium
moment?
Oh,
yeah.
So apparently the Yankees, like during one of the old timers games, they gave all the old timers like a piece of paper with a note. It was like, write your favorite Yankee stadium memory. I'll see if I can pull it out to get the exact wording because it's wild.
He hand wrote it.
Yes, he hand wrote his favorite Yankee stadium memory. Hold on.
Let me tell you what it wasn't. Winning the World Series.
I mean, he did win the World Series several times, but...
No, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Dude, being an athlete back then, we could have been on the team.
It was easy, right? Everyone was, like, smoking cigars and drinking. Like, it wasn't so much like... I don't know. It was just different.
Babe Ruth's diet was like a handle of whiskey a day, three porterhouse steaks.
Nice.
Yeah, the hit four women.
Yeah. Here it is. Mickey Mantle. I consider the following to be my outstanding experience at Yankee Stadium. And he wrote, I got a blowjob under the right field bleachers by the Yankee bullpen. This event occurred on or about, parentheses, give as much detail as you can. And oh boy, did he. It was about the third or fourth inning. I had a pulled groin and couldn't fuck at the time. She was a very nice girl and asked me what to do with the cum after I came in her mouth. I said, don't ask me. I'm no cocksucker. Signed, Mickey Mantle, the All-American Boy.
Would have been cooler if he said spit in my mouth. He invents the snowblow. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
What a little fucking nerd, dude.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that they use like blowjob and cum back then?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think they would say that.
Well, it feels like a 90s fucking thing. Yeah. Like, yeah, I got a fucking blowjob.
Yeah,
it's like,
I think this was in like the 80s when they did that.
I don't think he's just picking up slang in the 80s.
Bussin'. No, he wrote that, and it was an old-timer's day, like, in the 80s, but it happened back in, like,
the 50s. Oh, so what, you think an intern just, like, interpreted what he was saying?
No, he wrote that, but I'm saying he wrote, you don't think they were saying blowjob in the 80s?
No, I don't think they're saying blowjob in the 40s. He grew up in the 30s.
Yeah, but that, I mean, so when the actual blowjob happened was, like, the 50s.
Yeah, but I'm not saying on God, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Gosh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, what were the? I mean, I bet they were probably said, like, suck my cock. I bet he said, like, suck.
That I believe.
I bet he said, like, when I got my cock sucked, and then, like, the journalist was like, I'm going to just go ahead and call it a blowjob.
Yes.
You know? No, that was, like, Mantle's handwriting.
No,
I mean,
you know it?
I know. I know what a signature looks like.
Yeah, it looks just like my dad's when he gave me the Mickey Mantle baseball.
Exactly.
They had the same one.
Yeah.
Dude, how crazy that the Sandlot's an entire movie about an autographed baseball being lost.
Yeah, dude. That's what makes
it. They do that in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was really more about the experience and bonding.
Yeah.
I hated baseball, but I love the idea of a Sandlot.
Yeah.
I was like, they were like,
so much of baseball is just like the culture and like the romanticism of baseball, America, apple pie.
If there's one thing, I probably could have gotten into golf if I did it at a younger age. Because like the golf cart. Get
that's
out of
up your
alley.
Yeah, you don't
come
have to,
on,
yeah.
Dude.
You, yeah, I can
what
see
is it,
Joe
John Daly?
Daly.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have a John Daly vibe.
You have a golf cart vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then I wouldn't want to be a caddy.
You know?
That's not how golf. That's not how golf works.
But like,
you don't have to be a caddy to be a golfer.
But don't you like get your start like being a caddy and then like you save up your money and then you can buy your own golf clubs and shit?
I don't think that's how it works at all.
Wasn't Tiger Woods a caddy?
No.
Oh, he was a rapist. That's right. That's right.
You get caddy and rapist confused sometimes,
Joe. You know, you're in a car. You're moving around. Yeah. You're carrying shit.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's a lot of things going on.
And what? So when you grew up playing baseball, did you do lacrosse at the same time, or did you got into lacrosse later?
No, I got into lacrosse, what, freshman, sophomore year of high school?
Gotcha. And then what college did you go to?
SUNY Cortland, dude. Shout out SUNY Cortland.
Nice. They have a good lacrosse team?
They have a fantastic lacrosse program, but they wanted me to walk on, so I did like a walk-on tryout.
Yeah.
And the first day, I was like, oh, you guys are like really, you guys are fucking taking this serious, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing? They're like, we're going to win a national championship. I'm like, it's D3. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
We could be drinking right now.
Yeah. I remember at Stony Brook, the lacrosse team was really good.
Well, yeah, that's a solid program.
Yeah.
What was that lacrosse team that gang raped that black stripper?
Lacrosse.
That's right. Lacrosse.
Allegedly. They didn't.
They got away with it, right?
They were found innocent.
That's pretty fucking chill.
Yeah.
I guess all's well that ends well. What happened to the stripper?
I don't know.
She actually murdered someone.
Did she?
Yeah.
So maybe it was like a justified thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wait, after or before?
Yes. At least after.
Oh, no. Oh, well then.
Yeah.
Well,
were you in like, because I remember there was the lacrosse house on campus. Like, were you in like the lacrosse parties and lacrosse culture and everything?
I was, I also started a fraternity in college. So
you
I was
started
the,
it?
I was the social chair for Club Lacrosse and Theta Chi.
Nice.
Ooh, what is Theta Chi? What were some of the, what I mean, so a fraternity, like, is it just like to party, or aren't there like,
basically
rules and shit? No,
no. Basically, our whole thing was because everyone, if you know the stereotype of SUNY Cortland, which Matt might, I don't know if you do.
I don't.
Everyone there is a future gym teacher. That's
yes,
the whole school.
Yep, yeah.
Everyone's there to win a state championship in like 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. Oh wow.
A lot of sports management majors. A
ton of sports management majors. Everyone played football in high school. Every girl was a cheerleader.
Oh,
it's
nice.
A very stereotypical place.
Damn, I bet like the fucking orgies there must have been like fucking crazy.
That's the thing. It's a lot of hot kids.
Yeah.
A lot of hot youth. So our whole thing was that we're the frat you wouldn't think's a frat. So like a lot of people looked like you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like we would have chicken nugget parties.
Oh, damn, dude. Okay.
We had a black swimmer.
Oh, a black? Yikes.
Black swimmer.
I thought they were afraid of water.
What is the name of the college? Basketball Cortland?
That's good. That's fun.
Nice innocent little riff.
So yeah, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
That was our frat.
God bless.
Yeah.
Beta Chi, dude.
Beta Chi.
Breaking stereotypes.
We're trying to break stereotypes.
Black swimmers.
White rappers. Yeah. Shout out Taylor Lachey.
There was a white rapper there. Eminem's got a new banger out.
Does he?
Houdini.
What's it about?
The magician.
Like what's going on?
Yeah.
About what? Like
just everything.
How there's rapping about only two genders?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, kind of.
I saw his daughter got married.
Yes.
What's her name? Haley, right?
Haley Jade. Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking crazy because she was like a little fucking baby.
She's also like my age.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
30.
No, she's only like 25.
Call us in.
Yeah, how old?
Confirm that.
She's like a young ass fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just funny, but like then like at the wedding, like he's still like doing his little fucking like tough guy. It's like it's your daughter's wedding, dude. Just smile, you bitch.
Nah, dude.
Just smile.
It's all about the brand.
My fucking brand, dude. Like, sorry, sweetie. Like, it's like, damn, dude. Hopefully, her husband doesn't treat her the way Eminem treated her mom.
Hopefully, he's a lot bigger than Eminem. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, dude. You kind of gotta be, dude. You know?
What is it like? He's a big dude.
Seems like a big dude.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't fucking rape her with a chainsaw or whatever the fuck Eminem was rapping about in his music, dude. I never listened to that shit.
That was Slim Shady. That wasn't,
true.
That exonerates him.
Yeah.
I never liked rap. I think it's crap.
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
I like the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beastie Boys were fun, dude. They were like talking about just like fucking, oh, I found my fucking porno mag. We got a party.
Yeah.
Like that was like fight for your
right. I don't think we've recorded since I went to the Hank Williams Jr. concert.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend went to a Hank Williams Jr. concert in Connecticut.
Okay.
We were like looking for we both like country music and we saw Hank Williams was there and tickets were cheap. So we were like, yeah, let's go to that. You know Hank Williams,
of
right?
Of course I know Hank Williams. Yeah.
Big
country
star. Well,
he has a star.
He does, yes. Hank Williams.
Wait till you hear this.
Yeah. But he, I was in the, after the concert, or no, during the concert, before Hank Williams got there, when the openers were out there, I went to the bathroom, and it's, everyone's in stalls, and I hear one guy in one of the stalls just go, yeah, Trump, and then another stall goes, yeah, and another one goes, yeah, yeah, and then a rally was starting.
Nice, dude.
But it was all, like, anonymous, but it was, you know, we're in the Northeast, but it is a Hank Williams concert.
Come on.
Yeah, Trump.
So, yeah, it was one of those, like, we all all like, we're, it was almost a bunch of people like kids in the back of class being like, hee, look what we're doing.
That's fucking, no one's actually going to vote.
Yeah.
None of those guys that were like, yeah, no one's going to fucking vote.
Yeah, Hank Williams was, he had the Monday Night Football song until he went on Fox News and compared Obama to Hitler, and they took it off.
Well, what is he supposed to do? Yeah. Keep his thoughts to himself. He's an artist.
Did Hank Williams, did he do the Are You Ready for Some Football at the concert?
Yeah, of course he did.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, it was great.
Wait, he
great
did
concert.
Are You Ready for Some Football at the concert?
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. That's what the Monday Night Football song was. Yeah.
But wait, does he say, are you ready for some football and all my rowdy friends are coming over?
I don't think he says that lot. Maybe
no, but that's
did,
like
yeah.
that. They were, are you ready for some football? Like that was like his like
everything.
That's the song like he should be say. That's how he should have opened the fucking concert.
And closed.
Yeah.
And fucking bookend it.
I don't remember. I was on an edible. I don't remember all the details. I do remember everyone cheering for Trump in the bathroom.
That's it.
That's what I remember from the concert.
You call it a good time.
Yeah.
I saw Hank Williams III in San Francisco. And Hank Williams III is fucking cool because he does covers of his, he does like country music, but he kind of does it like acid country or outlaw country.
Yes.
Where he talks about how he hates modern country music. Modern country fucking sucks. What happened like the Waylon Jennings and like Johnny Cash's, you know. And then he does like, and then when he does covers of his grandfather's song, it sounds like exactly like Hank Williams Sr.
Yep.
But he also is super into like death metal.
Okay.
So he does two shows, and the first show is like traditional country. You have like an older fan base, like people that like grew up listening to Hank Williams go there. And then he's like, all right, folks, well, that concludes the country portion. Like we're gonna do something a little different for the other show. A lot of people tend to leave. It does get a little rowdy. So if you're an older person or, you know, you're just here, have a great night, get home. We'll be back in like 15 minutes. And then like, and it's like speed thrasher metal that he's into. And it's like a fucking mosh pit. It's fucking so intense. And like, I was in a mosh pit at a Hank Williams III concert getting like just tossed around. And I remember this big guy, like Matt Maron big, he like grabbed me by the shoulder. He's like, are you all right, man? You're getting tossed around in there. I'm like, I'm good. Just toss me back. And he just fucking tossed me back. And
how
just,
long was this show?
Dude, it was like about 2.5 hours.
He's doing all that in 2.5 hours?
So he does like, yeah, like the first hour is like country and then like a 30-minute intermission and then like an hour, maybe 45 of like speed metal.
Okay.
Yeah. It was fucking, it was awesome. You definitely get your money at a Hank Williams III concert.
I'm in.
Yeah. It's fun, dude. You'll like it, dude. Hank Williams III, Straight Out of Hell, is probably one of the best country albums out there. That's what I would recommend. If you're going to have like a first time experience with Hank Williams III, Straight Out of Hell. That's probably his best one. It has all these fucking great songs. It's a quick 30-minute listen, but it's
and
very
I think
good.
He has a son who's like doing country now.
Four.
Yeah, there's four
for
Hank
real?
Williams.
Yeah.
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 Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's a fucking legacy, baby.
I hear you. That's a brand.
Yeah. Well, like, what is like the Beatles kids are like getting together and doing like a band?
Yeah, but really? They are named fucking Paul. Well,
they are.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Paul Jr., George Harrison Jr., Sean McCartney, which is like close enough.
Sean McCarthy. McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, son of Sean. Yeah.
And then George Harrison Jr.
And also, all the Hank Williams aren't named Hank either.
Their middle name is Hank.
Yeah.
Oh.
Their middle names are Hank.
Well, that's horseshit then.
Well, no. Like it's the first name is all the same, but they all go by their middle name. Their first and middle name.
Oh, so they're all the third, fourth.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're not lying about
that.
No.
But like he goes by three.
I think they are. I think
so. I don't like stolen valor with my artists.
The original Hank Williams name is not Hank. It's Hiram.
Okay.
Hiram King Williams. And then his son, who we know as Hank Williams Jr., is... Hold on, let me see.
Gay.
He's gay. Until he compared Obama to Hitler. Then he became cool.
Oh, you're ready for some gay sex?
Hank Williams Jr. is Randall Hank Williams.
So they don't have the same
But
name.
Then his son is Shelton Hank Williams.
This is all horseshit.
Yeah.
I thought Hank Williams III was Shelton as well.
Yeah. No, Hank Williams III is Shelton.
Yeah.
But Hank Williams II is Randall.
But who's the fourth?
The fourth is Coleman Emmett Williams.
That's funny.
And
dude.
He goes professionally as just four. The Roman numeral four.
I'm sure.
Oh,
like,
the Roman numeral four?
Yeah. Hank
Williams. I feel like even though like he's they're all like they're all like, you know, the third, the second, like none of them like their fathers.
Yeah, like that sort of seems like it is. Really? Yeah, yeah, I think they all had
Hank
like
Williams the third super hates Hank Williams Jr.
Really?
Yeah. Like they didn't get along well. Like Hank Williams the third also hates Kid Rock because he did like a collaboration with Hank Williams Jr. Oh.
And
he's and like,
also,
oh,
Hank Williams Jr. Hank Williams Sr. died when Hank Williams Jr. was like three.
Yeah, of pills, which is the coolest way
yeah,
to go out.
Yeah, he was pilled out in the back of a limo on the way to a show.
God, that's 27. Like, wait,
29.
Oh, well, he didn't look. It's like, he looked, he, I don't
looked
know.
It's terrible.
Like, yeah, it's like, people just aged fucking different back then.
Well, because they didn't take care of their bodies.
Well, what is it? There's a movie on Hank Williams, the original, I saw the light, and it was fucking Loki played him.
Tom Hiddleston?
Tom Hiddleston, yeah. 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 Fucking would, sounded great. Like, all those biopics were pretty good. Like, Johnny Cash with Joaquin
Phoenix.
Yeah,
Walk the Line.
Yeah, that was pretty good. One. That was a good one. I never saw the one with Elvis.
Great. Austin Butler one. Yeah. I heard that was good.
It's very good.
That's fucking cool, dude. I want to watch him have sex with that 15-year-old.
Yeah.
They unfortunately cut it out. I walked right out of the movie theater.
Hubba. Yeah. Hey, come on now. Let me see.
He also
little
kind of breezed past that point that she was 13 and he was 20.
Hey, come on, let me. Hey, pretty mama, let me groom you. Don't be cruel, baby. Now we know what Jailhouse Rock was about.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm grooming little 12-year-olds all night long.
It was originally called Jailbait Rock.
Yeah, Jailbait Rock, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Well, Elvis did serve in the army, so what a little bitch, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking, right. Oh, okay, government, I'll do what you say, dude. Get out of here, dude. Run away. At least like Muhammad Ali, he was willing to like lose his title over it and then get it back.
Yeah,
that's how good he was.
That was fucking chill, dude. That's fucking cool. Muhammad Ali, you get the official Buff Boys pass. Well, that means our loyal fan base won't kill him.
Oh, there you go. Whoa, a little too late on that one.
What? What happened?
Took a couple punches to the head.
Yeah, did Will Smith kill him?
Yeah. Dude, Will Smith's back.
Yeah, Will Smith's back.
Uncancelable.
Yeah, Bad Boys, nice. Which I haven't seen it yet, but Bad Boys 2 was for a while like my favorite movie.
It was a perfect action movie.
I love Bad Boys 2. I mean, Gladiator is kind of always my number one, but Bad Boys 2, if I'm listing my favorite, there was a point in my life where that would have been on every list of favorite movies of mine. I love Bad Boys 2, and the first one's good too, but that second one, I think it just hit at the perfect time where I was like 15 and just learning how to sneak into rated R movies.
Big.
So we like went to the movie theater, bought tickets for Seabiscuit because that was PG-13.
Shout out Seabiscuit.
And then walked into the theater for Bad Boys 2.
Movie hopping fucking rocked back in the
day. Yeah, there's a few movies that I saw, and I remember the movie I remember buying tickets to see You Got Served so I can go see Eurotrip.
Eurotrip in theaters?
Yes.
Dude.
Damn. I saw Eurotrip in theaters.
How many people can say that?
Yeah.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Dude, she was my number one.
Yeah, from The Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Don't know that, but from Eurotrip.
Oh, she was a child star.
Oh, yeah,
star.
The nude beach when she was about to take it off and her brother ruined it.
That was everything.
Yeah. And then,
that was
later,
on TBS?
Yeah.
And they were all fucked up and like making out with each other.
So
that was like the first time incest kind of became mainstream. Fucking Eurotrip crawled so Game of Thrones could walk.
Thank you.
Yeah, Eurotrip when he made out with his sister.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's right, dude.
Yeah.
But I was more of a road trip man myself.
I like road trip, too.
I felt like road trip was a little better than Euro trip.
I think some of it's just when it hits and what age you're at.
Yeah, road trip was a little too early for me.
Yeah, like I liked road trip, but I didn't quite identify with it.
I was in high school for that one. Yeah, you guys forget I'm a decade older.
Yes.
A decade wiser.
Yeah.
And a decade of watching more porn.
Yes.
But yeah, fucking thank God, Like, internet porn was definitely around when I was in college, but like I had to download torrents of porn in college. Like if I had like fucking
LimeWire?
I would use LimeWire or Kazaa. I think I used Kazaa predominantly.
Torrents of porn is a good name for a comedy special.
Yeah.
Torrents.
Because I would just like, so what I would do is like they would have like little clips on the internet. Because I would still, this was when Brazzers was just Naughty America.
Ah.
And we all remember that time.
Before they expanded.
It was like Naughty America. And it was really just my friend's hot mom. But now, like, it's like a bigger thing. And it's like a browser's empire. But I remember I would go on
Naughty
America. Naughty
America
and I'd
was
find
the 13 colonies and browsers in the United States of America.
You're fucking damn right, dude.
So I'd find, like, a video I liked. And then, like, I'd have to go on, like, Kazaa and try to find, like, the full cut of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I used to download music off Kazaa at my cousin's house.
Yeah, dude. That's what what I would do. But that now it's like now you can just go and like just find the videos, and you don't have to download anything.
What a time!
And it's like, dude, I would have never fucking
for
left
a
my
while.
Room.
My first porn watching experience was like I would go on Bang Bros and just watch the trailers.
That's all you need.
That's fine.
Yeah.
When you're 14, 15, that's all you
damn,
need.
Damn, dude, I used to have to rent fucking pornos.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Where do you do that?
You know, you have to go to the mom and pop video stores. There was one in California we would go to, and you know what? I fucking forgot to return it, and we got an overnight.
You still have it?
No.
Oh.
But like, I got like a
let's
fucking
pop it in for the watch along.
But my
Patreon.
Parents like went to like you know I was 18 at the time, so it was like it wasn't like I was like doing anything. But it's so I started school a little bit because I'm born in October, so it's either like I can be like the older kid in my class or the youngest. And my fucking retard parents were like, oh, you'll just be the oldest. I'm like, make me the youngest, dude. Yeah. And now, so I was like 18. I turned 18, and I was still in high school.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, I was like always renting porns and shit, dude. I would rent porns for people. And then in college, I would just buy, I would always buy beer for people when I turned 21.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not, dude? Why not fucking enable people with Vice? They're going to get it anyway.
Right.
Like, who am I to say no? Nobody became like addicted to it, that shit.
Yeah.
No, beer. Maybe people are addicted to light beer.
Yeah.
Damn. Light beer.
It's impossible.
It's like crazy how. Like, I feel like there was like a certain benefit that like the internet was available, but it's not like the internet of today where.
It was funner.
Yeah, it was funner. It was a little more no holds bars, but, you know, stuff wasn't streaming. It wasn't as accessible. We had. YouTube, but the production was so fucking low.
Yep.
And like people were really just posting on YouTube like, oh, my family videos, I'll upload this and send it to my niece so that way we can see it. You know, it's like stupid shit. Like
Bieber.
Now it's like productions like this, you know, but like shit is on YouTube now. And you know, like it's cool, but you know, there was like a certain I like the idea that Facebook wasn't in my pocket. Like if I wanted to go on Facebook, I have to go to my dorm and log in.
Yep.
And then it's like, okay, make my updates. And it's not, it wasn't meant to like hold your attention as much as it. It's so immersive now.
Yeah.
And it's such a part of who we are. Like it used to just be like, ate a sandwich, cool. Like now I have like the time, like the, on this day on Facebook and I'll see some of those posts that I made in college. I was like, ugh, delete. Like, gotta fucking purge this shit. No.
Yeah.
I go through memories every day, and sometimes I'm like, this one's gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta, like, I'm not that person. Yeah, and you're not that person. You're not the person that you are. So sometimes, like, when, like, you know, oh, we gotta cancel Kevin Hart for this tweet he made, like, 10 years ago, and he won't get to host the Oscars. It's like, people can change.
Like Kevin Spacey.
You're a completely different person.
Exactly. Well, Kevin, callback.
He's still a gay rapist, though. That's the thing. He's still a gay rapist. One of which is unforgivable.
Yes. one of them you go to hell for. Yeah.
That's true, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, are either of you guys going to see the new Bad Boys?
No.
I'm team
Chris Rock, dude.
Yeah.
I believe that a comedian should be able to say whatever they want without any repercussions. And I'm fucking sick and tired of people saying freedom of speech isn't freedom of consequences. Well, then what the fuck is it? I can say whatever I want, but something could still happen. That's not freedom of speech. I should be able to say whatever I want, do whatever I want, and no one should be able to stop me, dude. That's real freedom.
I just slap you in the face.
I fucking grab your hand, dude. I fucking stop that shit. Matt's fucking straining, dude. Yeah.
I'm like, I slap and then you catch it and I'm like, wait, what? I thought my power level was greater than his. No, don't do it.
He goes flying through the window.
Yeah.
We need a new Jackie Chan type action hero.
Yeah.
Like Asian.
Huh?
Is that what you mean?
Well, like a guy that here's
is a terrible father.
Yeah, that. But really, like somebody that does their
isn't
own
he
stunts.
Like, isn't he like 80 years old now?
Jackie Chan. Yeah,
I think
probably.
He's like way older
at least.
Than like we realize. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's like 83 or something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, oh, they. I mean, they. Asians live till like their 90s.
Yeah.
They look great until their 90s. They live.
Yeah.
They're like tortoises. They live until they're 200.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah.
I'd look, you know, looking good as a 50-year-old, and then all of a sudden, like, when you're, like, 70, it just hits you all at once.
Yeah.
That's like, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the club at 70? No, come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw Bad Boys for Life, the third one, in theaters just because I loved the first two so
that one
much.
Sucked though, right? Martin Lawrence was all fat.
Yeah, I mean, it was still fun. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was like when I watched that like the sequel to the Jay and Silent Bob that came out a few years ago.
I never saw that.
It's just one of those things like I loved as a kid, and when they did Super Troopers 2,
yep,
any of those I loved as a kid. It's going to be kind of fun, silly. They'll do some callbacks, and I'll have a nice time. Not going to win any awards. Not going to be the greatest movie ever. I'll forget most of it, but I had a nice time.
Yeah,
that's 2.5 yeah. hours.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Not
even. Like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know. That shit always kind of bums me out. Like, where it's
a lot of people say that, like, when the it doesn't live up to it, but I'm like, I go in knowing it's not going to.
Right, going in knowing expectations.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, why don't they just, like, invest in... Like a new IP stuff, you know? Like, as much as I'd love to see, like, a new Jackie Chan, Owen Wilson, Shanghai Noon.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we...
Build and create a new
Just
character.
Create, like, new content, like, you know? And, like, what about, like, this whole new generation that only gets, like, these secondhand things?
Yeah, that's what was kind of cool about John Wick. They just made a new superhero.
Yeah, they just made it, and it works, but now it's... And I think I talked about this on, like, a different pod, but, like... John Wick is cool, but like, it's hard to like build a universe like that because anyone you introduce, it's like, well, he's not John Wick, and John Wick can kick everyone's ass.
Yeah,
you know. So like, they need to build something out adjacent. Like, I wish like instead of because John Wick 1 was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Instead of a John Wick 2, they should have made a movie set in that universe, but centered around a completely different assassin with a completely different story.
And then the third one could be John Wick versus that guy.
Yeah, or even like a third one is just like another, a third one that kind of like is a different person, but then it starts to tie everything together. Yeah. And then like, you know, that's how you like the way Marvel slowly built the universe.
Yeah.
And that's how DC fucked up because they immediately, like, third movie in, it was like Batman versus Superman.
Yeah,
it's like they didn't establish, you know, the Ben Affleck Batman, who is the worst fucking Batman. He is the worst Batman. Ben Affleck, you're on notice. I know you're struggling with your demons. Fucking, I hope you pull through. I loved your Daredevil. But Batman is not your thing.
I think Marvel did a good job of. I'm not really into comic books, so I like know of like the characters. So there's a big. I know who the Incredible Hulk is.
Of course.
But Marvel just like did move like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I never heard of any of those, and they just like created characters, but they showed new characters that I never seen before and made me care about them.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's because they sold the IP for all their big characters.
Marvel?
Yeah.
Well, that originally, yes. Yeah, well, like, that's why, like, the original, like, Spider-Man was Sony, and then the Fantastic Four was Fox.
Right.
And then, like, because Marvel was going bankrupt in the late 90s.
Yeah.
So they were selling off, like, the movies. Like, originally, Marvel offered Sony, like, their entire library of like X-Men, Spider-Man, all of that shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, we just want Spider-Man. Spider-Man's the only one profitable.
Well, honestly, for me, just as a kid growing up, all these Marvel, like, Spider-Man's the one I really knew.
Yeah, dude, Spider-Man's the fucking best.
And I kind of knew X-Men. And other ones I knew of Thor and Iron Man, but it wasn't really till the movies when I like really understood who they were as characters.
It's crazy now that like there's like these young kids, well, not now they're fucking teenagers, but like they'll say like their favorite character is Captain America, and it's because they had like the Chris Evans Captain America movies to get them into it. And I'm like, Captain America fucking sucked when I was a kid.
I
loved Spider-Man. And you know what? I loved Spider-Man in the 90s when he was still fucking married. That's how, like... He was married, dude. He married Mary Jane in the comics. Mm. And so, like, I was reading, like, these comics of, like, this fucking married 20-something Spider-Man. But I was like, this still fucking rules. Because Spider-Man fucking rules, dude.
Why did Captain America suck?
He was just fucking... His costume was gay.
Oh, okay.
I didn't, like... Dude, as a kid, like, the most important thing for a superhero is how cool is the costume.
Gotcha.
Spawn. Fucking cool. Punisher, not that cool. Now as an adult, like, it's different.
Yeah,
like, you can actually like read the stories, but as a kid, it's all about the visual.
Yeah,
that's why, like, you have to have a cool costume.
Superman
was not cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Superman not
were
cool.
Were you a big comic book guy growing up?
I couldn't be less interested in this entire conversation.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I hate comic books.
You hate them?
I think they're the most biggest waste of time.
So I really? was never into comic books as a kid, and then it was I was actually booked to do a roast of Captain America. It was all the Avengers, and it was when I had my long hair and I was booked as Thor. Okay, but then, like, a week before, it got canceled. But it was, like, going to be in Columbus, Ohio, the week of the Comic-Con there. So, but then I guess too many of something with the event or whatever, they were like, they cut the roast.
Damn, they were like Avengers disassemble.
Yes. But then I started watching a couple of the movies to, like, prepare for it. And I was like, oh, this is kind of just, like, pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like kind of like had fun with
that's
it.
That's why I don't, fucking so
I'm not
many...
like super into it. But what's the hating on it take?
I just don't. It's the same story. Every single superhero movie is the same story. It's some sort of build up. They had a hard time. Then they became this superhero. Then they met the bad guy. Then the bad guy won the first fight. Then they did a second fight. And then everything was better. I'm like, yeah, I know exactly what's gonna happen.
Damn, dude, I was on the edge of my seat with that, dude. Yeah, you should get. You got to get into the. You got to get the.
I mean, those are my favorite, like Gladiator, like hero's journey movies, where you just like you have a hero, you establish that he's cool, and then a bunch of shit happens to him, and then he makes a comeback. I'm like, yeah, I like that movie.
Nah, I hate that because I know exactly where this is going.
Not
to
even
go.
In superhero movies, but just in general, you don't like that story.
Yeah, I just don't like that story arc. I like give me an old school. Give me.
What's your favorite movie? Or favorite.
What's my favorite movie? Yeah. I don't know what my favorite movie is.
Yeah.
Can you give me like a top movies? Five or something?
Yeah. I was a big comedy movie guy. I like Will Ferrell movie. Like
old school?
Yeah, like old school Wedding Crashers. Yeah.
Old school was great. I remember like old school came out like when I was like about to go to college. So it was like
huge.
Perfect timing. Dude, it was. And now like it's still funny because like that whole scene with Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, what do you got going on, man? It's like, oh, actually a nice little afternoon. You know, we're going to go to this. Maybe go to Home Depot. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time. Like, it's so good, dude.
Yeah.
And like as a kid, it's like, oh, ha ha ha. What a fucking dork. And now. It's as an adult, you're like, oh, ha ha ha, that's like a thing.
That's exactly what
where you have like a fucking like, oh, well, actually, we have a nice little. It's like and like running errands is actually a nice little weekend because you're feeling like, oh, I got a little rush from doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I mowed my lawn.
That was a fucking great movie.
Old school's great.
I think I'm gonna watch that again. Where is it streaming?
Yeah, Wedding Crashers is great. I'm trying to think of other that era of comedies.
Dodgeball was pretty good.
Dodgeball's fantastic.
Dodgeball.
That was
great.
Like that was before the internet took over like sketch comedy.
Yeah.
So like it was like those were like movies that were inspired by internet humor, but the internet wasn't capable of like, you know, having a full movie out yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like it was like the studio's like, how can we tap into this? And
also, DVD sales were such a big thing still back then. That's why those movies don't get made anymore.
They would all, it would like
a lot of those movies. Like they bomb in theaters, and the reviewers always shit on it. But then I get my DVD of Dude, Where's My Car, and I'm watching it all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, and now it's like, you know, like that's what saved like Family Guy and Futurama too.
Yeah.
Like, was the DVD sales.
Yeah, Family Guy, I actually, when I was in junior high school, I broke my leg and had, like, a week at home. And a kid who lived in my building said, hey, while you're at home, I have these Family Guy DVDs. It was the first three seasons because the show was off the air.
Those are the best three seasons.
So then I just watched those three seasons, and it was like, man, this is a really good show. It's a shame it's off the air. But then I was just part of that group of kids who got the DVD.
You're part of the solution.
Yes.
That was like the thing.
The final
like,
solution.
That was like the thing in college. It's like, hey, let's go back to my dorm. We can watch some Family Guy episodes.
Yeah.
Family Guy and chill. And it's like, oh, you don't want to leave the fucking dorm. Come on. You already came out here. What are you going to do? Yeah. You're going to go back to the girls' floor?
It's cold out. Come on. Why don't we watch some Family Guy?
He's Peter. His name's Peter. It's funny. Hey, while I'm here, where are we at on time, Matthew? Do we have time for the feet of strength?
Yes. Oh, damn, we're over an hour already. We'll quickly go. So at the end of each episode, we bring up a feat of strength for the Buff Boys podcast.
All right.
And so I was looking up. I found, hold on, let me try and find where this story is. There was a female power lifter. I guess, I don't know if this is as much of a, well, I mean, the Mickey Mantle thing is a pretty good feat of strength also.
Yeah, that's, you're damn right.
But,
didn't you say Mickey Mantle getting his cock sucked?
Oh, I think we did do that once as a feat of strength. Yeah. We talked about Mickey Mantle hitting the longest home run in Yankee Stadium. And then while talking about Mickey Mantle, we brought up that he also got his dick sucked.
It has to be mentioned.
Powerlifting legend Steffi Cohen. This is May 30th, 2020. This is just a few weeks ago. Steffi Cohen accused of hacking ex-boyfriend's laptop, posting humiliating nude pics of his new girlfriend.
Damn.
What does humiliating nude pics mean? She's ugly?
It's just her fucking standing there getting... She's like smiling and like, oh, humiliating.
She's getting a pie to the face. Yeah. What does that mean?
I'm humiliated.
Yeah, let me see if I can find in the article specifically what
show
it was.
Some
that
of
was
the pics that were leaked.
Show some of the
that
pics.
That is disgusting. Where are these pictures?
Oh, that's vile.
Yeah. But yeah, female powerlifter found her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend.
But like, what's a photos. Female like? She's clearly like some sort of cyber professional. Well, she's not a power lifter. She just goes to the gym and deadlifts.
Yeah. So what? I mean, I know there's certain jobs like in sports or whatever where people have to have like another job. Also, do you think female power lifter? She's got to be like a data analyst during the day or
some
something.
Some bullshit like that. Yeah.
Well, probably. Let's see. Well, we got a
she
picture.
She works at the Apple Smart Genius Bar.
Maybe.
Well, this is the Steffi Cohen, the one who
nice,
hacked
dude.
The hacked
like
her
ex. Soger.
Send me, shoot me over that picture so I can.
She looks like
if
Laura Soger did gotcha. Lat pull downs.
Yeah, and she's got 6-pack abs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'd like to get beat up by that, huh?
Yep.
Get her and Cameron Brink in the
she's
same
also,
room.
She's also. So actually, we have another job here. She's not just a powerlifter; she's also a pro boxer.
Of course. Oh, so yes. She has no job.
Yeah, I'd box her. Yeah.
She is a pro boxer accused of cyber revenge and resisting arrest.
Oh yeah, of course. Where you
this is not a type of person who goes quietly into
you
the.
You spend
night.
Your whole life lifting heavy things and boxing. What are you going to do? Listen to the cops?
Yeah. She was sharing pictures with group chats, sought to reportedly embarrass the female victim in an act of revenge. While walking in Miami's Coconut Grove neighborhood, police said she resisted arrest and subsequently attempted to flee.
Ooh.
Good neighborhood, no? Coconut Grove?
Think so.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Did not comply and began to walk at a fast pace back to her residence.
Oh, nice. All well, right. Like, once you get home, you're safe.
That's how it works.
That's the law.
Legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the legal system is very much like tag.
As the arresting officers encountered resistance, the strong-willed athlete, quote, right leg hooked one of them in an attempt to sweep him off his feet. That's a weird way to say that.
Yeah, that's a weird way to say that.
Well, hey, muscles, how about you sweep me off my feet?
Yeah. Placed her right leg in the latch to unlock in the back of the squad car. Tried to get out with her using her foot to unlock the door.
Nice, good.
Pulled the latch with her toes. Intentionally broke the locking system.
Ooh.
And this guy broke up with her?
Yeah.
I'd be too scared.
Yeah, I know, for real.
He left her a fucking Dear John letter. That's the only way to break up.
Yeah, a Dear John letter.
Yeah. We've been doing the show long enough. Our feats of strength started off with like someone moving a truck or lifting weights. Now it's just bodybuilders committing crimes.
Good.
That's an emotional
still a
feat
of strength.
It is. I mean, if she was able to actually unlock the door with her foot, that's
pretty
a feat
good.
Of strength.
That's a feat of strength.
Yeah.
Well, Richard, where can people find you? Where can they see you? What do you have to plug?
Rich Apple Comedy on Insta and TikTok, I think, or maybe I'm just Rich Apple on TikTok. The Happle Hour Podcast, Stone Street Comedy Club. That's it.
Absolutely. Those links will be in the fucking comments, so
right.
Be sure to stick around.
Thank you guys for listening. Stick around for the Patreon. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, we're going to find out who's doing ketamine.
Ooh.